Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to a firm favourite here at Tip TV. I've got Mr. Tim Harrison. He's the head of wealth management for Linear Investments. Tim, very good morning to you.
Well, what an introduction. Thank you.
Well, we try and be kind here at Tip TV. Right, in terms of wealth management, all right, that must have been a very, very difficult week last week in terms of the volatility.
Well, again, I liken it to the Brexit vote. If you looked at the way the market was trading into the close in the UK, obviously the FTSE ahead of the vote rallied quite strongly into the close. Through the night, futures were looking quite strong. And then, hey presto, boom, the Dow was down 800 points pretty much instantaneously as the markets feared that Trump was going to get in. Come to work, and as I'm looking at the markets on my phone all the way into work, the futures just got stronger and stronger. Yep. And we ended up a positive day. I mean, it's a wacky world. There's a lot of rhetoric. There's a lot of chest pumping. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see who Donald Trump appoints to his close guarded team. Reagan-esque, one would suggest, as a businessman running the U.S. As opposed to a politician, it could be very much a change of status quo, which the markets seem to be warming towards.
In terms of the week ahead, what's going to move the markets this week?
Well, again, it's going to be what comes out of the mouth of Donald Trump. That's really got the global overtone. Obviously, there is fear with regards to the bond market. There's also fears that he's going to just spend yeah. to buy the US out of trouble. So that in terms of companies centric in terms of the UK, there's a few names to look out for, a couple of house builders. We've had Taylor Wimpey this morning. We've got Barratt Development, British Land, etc. later in the week, which are a couple that we'll be looking out for as to whether or not their rhetoric remains on the fears post-Brexit or the opportunity that that Trump could bring the optimism
spending
to
all this
the
money.
Market. Exactly. Furthermore, as I say, Enterprise Inns, which is a little bit of a quirky one. On the back of, we had the football competition in the summer. We also had the Olympics. Have people been going to the pub or have they been sat at home? So, again, with their drive to being more managed pubs and commercial property landlords as opposed to just running the operation, it'll be interesting to see how they guide forward. But it's an interesting market. I see the FTSE is up 1.25% this morning on renewed optimism that the world is not going to end. I think we look towards the start of the new year when you've got the European elections for the next headwind potentially to the marketplace.
And finally, what's your top tip for this week?
Get a raincoat. It looks as though the weather's going to be poor. I mean, to be honest with you, the asset prices in terms of the equity markets are so heavily overbought in lots of areas. I think gold has lost its shine back end of last week, but I do think there's an opportunity there. As people do start to calm down ahead of the end of the year into the start of the new year, safe haven assets might come into play. Furthermore, commodities prices are getting a bit of a push. Copper, obviously you saw the news last week, coal, etc., etc. So there may be a bit of a push into the commodities next super cycle.
Super cycles. Tim Harrison, we've run out of time. The head of wealth management, Linear Investments, thank you for your time as always. Let's take a very quick break and then we'll be straight back. Thank you.